Kitchen. Crack in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
Her building said no cameras allowed inside her Upper East Side co-op, so Aviva Dresser is packing up and moving to a new apartment on Park Avenue. But it might all be for nothing because Bravo hasn't signed her up for another season of Real Housewives of New York just yet, and filming starts in 3 weeks. Heather Thompson and Carol Radswell have already signed on. Ramona Singer was holding out for more money, but once she realized she wasn't going to get it, she signed on anyway. And Luann and Sonya's contracts are still being negotiated.
Number four.
Spoiler alert. It came as no surprise to Janelle Arthur. She was the one going home last night. Before the show even began, she told Candace backstage she was the one going home, and she knew the judges would not use their one and only save to bring her back. And she was right.
Number three.
What are the odds, out of all the restaurants in L.A., how did Jennifer Aniston and her ex-boyfriend John Mayer end up in the same place? Well, it happened on Wednesday. Jennifer and her fiancé, Justin Theroux, having a nice dinner at the Sunset Tower in West Hollywood when John walked in. Sources say it was obvious John saw her sitting there. They never interacted. But don't you know that everything that came out of Justin's mouth suddenly became the funniest thing Jennifer ever heard for the rest of the night.
Number two.
Justin Bieber not down in the dumps after his May 6th concert in Muscat, Oman was canceled, either for poor ticket sales or because he's just too darned sexy, depending on who you believe. Maybe that's because Selena Gomez flew in to visit him in Oslo, Norway. Sources say the two of them have seen each other periodically since they broke up right before New Year's Eve, but she has been sending him mixed signals, which leaves Justin feeling tortured.
Number one.
And Radar Online reporting that for the first time in about a year and a half, Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries are face-to-face in an L.A. courtroom today. And sources say if Kim apologizes for what she did to Chris, for stomping all over his broken heart, he will give her the divorce she wants and not demand they go to trial so he can get his annulment. And that's your showbiz top five.
Kid Craddock in the morning.